We're in the entrance room or hall, the first of the villa, which may have been used as a guardhouse in the 16th century. On the right, the first owner, Cosimo I, portrayed as a grand duke in the large canvas attributed to Domenico and Valore Casini, welcomes us with his wife Eleonora di Toledo and daughter Isabella, depicted in two other portraits. Cosimo, who became Grand Duke of Tuscany in 1570, is represented with the Grand Ducal crown on his head and wearing a magnificent robe embellished with an ermine mantle. The scepter he holds has a sphere on the top, recalling the Medici coat of arms. His beloved wife, Eleonora, daughter of the Viceroy of Spain, Don Pedro, is portrayed standing. She wears a brown dress and her expression is serene. Their marriage, dictated by political motivations, turned out to be a solid union based on genuine feelings of affection, and they had 11 children together. Eleonora was always at her husband's side and even followed him on hunting trips, as several letters she sent from Cerreto Guidi to her mother-in-law, Maria Salviati, testify. The tour of the Historical Museum of Hunting and the Territory also begins in this hall, with two valuable weapons displayed on the left wall, near the fireplace. The first one is an arquebus for hunting waterfowl, nicknamed a springald, produced by the Farnese Borbone Armory. This type of weapon, with a long barrel, was used for hunting in the small clearings inside the marshes. Next to it, however, there is a pike attributable to the Officina Martelli, active in Florence since the 14th century. The pike was a fixed weapon used for hunting ungulates and large game, with a structure that allowed the hunter to strike the prey from afar, thus remaining unarmed by any of the animal's reactions.